Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Now, highlights of this morning's testimony in the warrantless wiretapping hearings going on in the Senate Judiciary Committee. Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez has been testifying and getting questioned in great detail by Chairman Arlen Specter and some of the same other committee members who you may have gotten to know so well and grown so fond of during the Roberts and Alito Supreme Court confirmation hearings just recently. So we will play some clips and get some analysis. And let's jump right into a clip here. There's been some tough and very detailed questioning. Here are some of the back and forth between Arlen Specter, the Republican chairman of the Judiciary Committee, and Gonzalez, and of course Specter, called the hearings.
Why not take your entire program to the FISA court within the broad parameters of what is reasonable and constitutional and ask the FISA court to approve it or disapprove it?
Senator, I totally agree with you that the FISA court should be commended for its great service. They are working on weekends or working at nights.
Now on to my question.
There were assistance in the war on terror. In terms of why not go to the FISA court, once a determination was made that neither the Constitution nor FISA prohibited the use of this tool, then the question becomes for the commander-in-chief, which of the tools is appropriate given a particular circumstance. And we study very carefully the requirements of the Constitution under the Fourth Amendment. We study very carefully what FISA provides for. As I said in my statement, we believe that FISA does anticipate that another statute could permit electronic surveillance.
Okay, you think you're right, but there are a lot of people who think you're wrong. As a matter of public confidence, why not take it to the FISA court? What do you have to lose if you're right?
What I can say, Senator, is that we are continually looking at ways that we can work with the FISA court in being more efficient and more effective in fighting the war on terror.
Obviously, Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez being questioned by Senator Arlen Specter this morning. We'll play some more highlights as we go here. Joining me now for some analysis is Frank Davies, freelance journalist, previously Washington correspondent for the Miami Herald, and he's been following the hearings very closely. Frank, thanks for coming on WNYC. Good morning.
Sure thing. Happy to be here.
If you were writing this up for the Miami Herald today, what would the headline be so far?
I think the headline would be that that the Attorney General refuses to discuss operational details. That's not a big surprise. But that senators of both parties, particularly Chairman Specter, as you just showed in that clip, are skeptical that this program is as narrowly focused on terrorists as the administration says it is.
And he's trying to get details or even documents out of Gonzalez to back up the contention?
That's right. I mean, this is, you know, the hearing, and I think, you know, the point the clip showed is this is actually quite a good back and forth compared to perhaps to Alito, where senators went on extended speeches instead of asking questions. There have been some good questions and sharply focused questions. The big concern being, was this really narrowly focused on terrorists, or is it more of a data mining operation that, you know, according to the New York Times and the Washington Post, has actually swept up thousands of emails and communications, some of them involving U.S. citizens, and that who may or may not be connected to terrorists.
Before I went on this morning at 10 o'clock, I was watching the introduction to the hearings, and Specter decided that it was not necessary for the Attorney General to testify under oath because he said the law already would penalize him for lying to the committee. Senator Feingold and Senator Leahy spoke up to ask that Gonzalez be sworn in, as he was at his he was sworn in at his confirmation hearing and
right.
Another hearing at which Leahy said Gonzalez's truthfulness was at issue. And then Leahy also noted Attorney General Reno in the Clinton administration was sworn in under oath when she testified before Congress. And then there was this whole brouhaha resulting in a roll call vote and even a challenge of whether Republican Senator Brownback actually gave a proxy to Specter for vote on his behalf. Why did the Democrats make such a big thing about that?
I think, you know, whether he testifies under oath or not is not that big a deal. But that whole incident does illustrate the deep skepticism that exists about Gonzalez's testimony, and particularly among a few Democrats such as Feingold. You may recall that at Gonzalez's confirmation hearing a couple of years ago. Excuse me, it was only a year ago.
Yeah, just a year
Feingold,
ago.
Feingold asked a question about, you know, how far can you push executive authority in areas like wiretapping? And if you look back on the question, Feingold was basically describing a situation very close to what the NSA has been doing in secret. At that time, Gonzalez sort of dismissed the question by saying it's hypothetical and he wasn't going to deal with it. Well, the fact that he wasn't, you know, being straight with the committee, either in private or, you know, I'm sure there are ways he could have done that, but he clearly was signaling that this was a hypothetical and irrelevant, when in essence they were doing something very much like that at the time. So I think it's no wonder that some senators are very skeptical about what they're holding back.
And it is an amazing moment because Feingold was kind of prescient there, asking him exactly about such a program and the president's authority to go around FISA in the war on terror. And Gonzalez replied that was a hypothetical question, very lawyerly, because it was a hypothetical question.
Sure.
But he knew that the program itself was actually underway and much more than hypothetical. We're going to dip in live a little bit right now. Senator Herb Cole, Democrat of Wisconsin, who's not one of the most famous members of the committee, but actually did some of the most interesting questioning of Alito a few weeks ago, is asking a question of Gonzalez right now. Let's listen.
Why not either follow the law or seek new laws?
Well, Senator, I agree with you. We are a nation of laws, and we do believe we are following the law. We do believe that the Constitution allows the President of the United States to engage in this counter-surveillance. We also believe the authorization to use military force represents a supplemental grant of authority by the Congress to engage in this counter-surveillance, totally consistent with FISA. If you study carefully the white paper that we've submitted, we're not arguing that somehow FISA was amended or that we're somehow overriding FISA. That's not what we're talking about here. We are acting in a manner consistent with FISA. That's what FISA contemplates, another statute. The Congress passed provided additional supplemental statutory grant of authority through the authorization to use military force. And so I totally agree with what you're saying. We should be acting, particularly in a time of war. I think it is good to have the branches of government working together. It's good for the country. I believe that's what happened here. Congress exercised its Article I authorities to pass the authorization to use military force. You supplement that with the President's constitutional authority as commander-in-chief, and we're working together.
Are you saying that there was never any debate within the administration at any level or Justice Department at any level about whether or not you were pursuing the right course?
Senator,
it's my understanding that there was debate.
Of course, there was a great deal of debate. Think about the issues that are implicated.
But if there were debate, of course there are debates, Senator.
If I may just finish this thought. Think about the issues that are implicated here. A very complicated Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. It's extremely complicated. The President's inherent authority under the Constitution is Commander-in-Chief. The Fourth Amendment. The interpretation of the authorization to use military force. You've got a program that's existed over 4 years. You have multiple lawyers looking at the legal analysis. Of course, this is what lawyers do. We disagree. We debate. We argue. At the end of the day, this position represents the position of the executive branch on behalf of the President of the United States.
All right. Senator Herb Cole, Democrat from Wisconsin, questioning Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez, and Frank Davies with us, former Washington correspondent for the Miami Herald. And Frank, they were really at the heart of one of the controversies there, which was whether they needed a new expanded FISA law to cover this after September 11th and the fact that the president has not come to Congress to ask for one.
Right, and I think that's one of the things that Chairman Spector hit right off the bat. And I think it's sort of in this context of timing. In the months immediately after 9/11, I think there's sort of a sense that Congress would cut some slack here, that in the emergency, that sense of crisis that existed, the danger of a second attack, that it was understandable that that any administration might take what could be called emergency powers, executive authority, to do what they did with this program. But here we are 4.5 years later, and what Specter and others are saying is, why not take this program to FISA and get it approved? And perhaps, you know, maybe Congress needs to revise the FISA laws, because we are looking at a war that could go on for years and years.
Right. And but the administration is trying to claim that they already have the authority,
right,
and only if they are forced to through this process will they come to Congress. 30 seconds left, Frank. What can come of this hearing? There's not an up or down vote at the end of the day like in a Supreme Court justice confirmation hearing.
Right. I would look for a couple of things. I think there may be some effort by Specter and others to talk about legislation that would update the FISA court law to accommodate this program. And second, I think we can look for some additional hearings that Specter has also indicated, either with the NSA officials or perhaps judges who currently serve or used to serve on the FISA court to get into the legality of this, because we've heard that some were uneasy about it. One judge may have resigned over it. And also, Specter has said he might call Attorney General Ashcroft, a former Attorney General,
who did not sign off on the program.
Who did not sign off at least once, and his deputy, James Comey, and some others in the Justice Department had real misgivings
until certain compromises were made, but we've never become aware of what those compromises are. And we have to leave it here. That would be really interesting if Comey or Ashcroft were called. So, Frank Davies, thanks for bringing us up to date on the morning's proceedings.
Sure thing.